This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The NBA Finals are underway, and the most dominant player of the last decade isn't there. LeBron James has played in 9 of the last 10 finals. Terry, you think this season may have been a turning point for the Lakers superstar.
For the first time in LeBron James's career, when his team has made the playoffs, they lost in the first round. Think about that. All those years, even Michael Jordan had lost in the first round. LeBron James, who was 18 when he came into the NBA, who was 20 when he first made the playoffs, and who is now 36 years old. LeBron himself always would quote, "Father Time is undefeated."
Yeah, well, this year he had a sprained ankle, missed 26 games, and that's the most games he's ever missed in a season.
Yes. The remarkable thing was, from 2011 until 2018, he had a string of 8 consecutive appearances in the finals, winning 3. Then in 2019, he actually had an injury back then too, and the Lakers missed the playoffs. 2020, he comes back determined to show that he is not damaged goods, and they won it again in 2020 in the bubble, which was very hard to do.
Yeah. Well, he made a really big deal after the Lakers lost this season about how players are just getting hurt all the time because they had such a quick turnaround from the pandemic season to now. What do you make of that?
He's right. There's been 3 sports that kind of play through this that I pay attention to. One was football, which to me, they kind of stayed on their regular schedule and they didn't have an excessive amount of injuries. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like baseball, which we see where everybody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
And basketball. And I think part of it is they got out of the rhythm of their seasons. To me, the fascinating thing is we've seen a generational player in LeBron James.
So now at 36, he has another year left on his contract with the Lakers. What do you think's going through his mind right now?
The fascinating thing to watch is what do these guys do when Father Time is not only knocking at the door, but has come under the door and is starting to pull at them. All of them say, "I'll know when to quit. You won't see me dragging around out there looking bad." Well, I remember Michael Jordan saying that, and he did quit at the top. But then he came back and played a couple years later with the Washington Wizards. He was still scoring like 18 or 20 points, but he was an old guy out there. Magic Johnson quit and came back, and it wasn't the same. Kobe Bryant tore an Achilles. He came back at the end. He scored a lot, but he was on a bad team, and it was kind of a Kobe memory tour.
Yeah.
To your point, LeBron, I don't know. I mean, we all want to see, I think, our memories of him the best. But, I mean, who knows? He's played 18 years. 18 out of 36 years. But you can't play forever.
I guess it's been just a bit of a shock for fans to actually see him decline a little bit because he's been such a machine all these years.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in L.A. the assumption was, you know, get him to the finals again because that's what LeBron does. The last year in Cleveland, 2018, that actually was the best that I saw LeBron play. He dragged them to the finals. They ended up getting knocked out by Golden State. In my mind, I think he knew he was out the door. And I think he thought, I'm going to give the best I have to Cleveland.
And we just marked the 5-year anniversary of the championship team.
2016.
So
yeah.
There were a lot of memories just recently.
I mean, I covered that game. It was Father's Day. And the Cavs were playing Golden State in Oracle Arena in Oakland. While the Golden State fans are trudging out, something like about 1,000 Cavs fans line the court chanting, let's go Cavs, while the Cavs are celebrating. I bring this up because if there's one memory that Cavs fans should have of LeBron James, it starts on that Father's Day and continues through the people at the parade and just that whole week of things. Because he did deliver in historic fashion.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with LeBron James here in the next year or 2 years and beyond. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.